things are improving in terms of, for a couple of reasons. We've avoided major health epidemics for people, you know, all of the entire humanitarian community. And so far, we have not had any major storms or hurricanes, which has been one of the greatest concerns that the humanitarian community has had, because there's over 1.3 million people living in IDP or internally displaced camps. And, you know, these are tents, temporary, very temporary living situations. And by avoiding a major hurricane, we're saving lives and, you know, hoping that nothing happens up until November, when the hurricane season usually ends. In terms of, you know, the health, education work that continues and services that are provided for people in camps, I think that's quite good. I'd say the major issue or the desire of the humanitarian community is to try to get people out of camps. You know, people cannot stay in these camps for a long time. It's not a permanent solution. And, you know, together the NGO community working with the Haitian government needs to find a solution to relocate people, restore their livelihoods, get them back earning income, and in doing that, finding places where they can also get education for their kids and continue to receive health care. I think any of us, any NGO working on the ground, the work in Haiti is going to take years. We have a 5-year strategy, but truthfully, we're talking about 20 to 25 years to get Haiti to a better place than it was before the earthquake. The other thing about working in Haiti, it's extremely costly to work there. Most things have to be imported. Finding trained staff, both international and national staff, is very challenging. There are a lot of NGOs there. And anything that might cost, you know, things cost 2 and 3 times as much to get done in Haiti, plus you have the layer of security, which has to be taken into consideration for all the work of all the NGOs. And so that also adds some cost. So it's an expensive place to operate, but we're definitely seeing some progress. We have kids now back in school. School started 2 weeks ago. As I said, we've avoided health epidemics with others in terms of providing health services. Water and sanitation are other needs that have to be met as people relocate.
That's perfect. Thank you so much, Gary, for taking the time to talk to me. I really appreciate it.
Okay, my pleasure.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye.